This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, hate to even go there, Keith, but you ready to replace Tristan Casas? I think we're going to have to be. I think we're going to have to put on our bold face and replace Tristan Casas, who, not to pile on the guy who's hurt, and we wish him a speedy recovery, but we were only a few weeks away maybe from replacing him anyway.
Yeah, he was trending
that way. Production at the plate. But now it's not a, you know, how patient can you be conversation. It's, all right, what do you do at first base? Really the one position in the whole organization that there's not an obvious backup. There's not an obvious, like, well, this guy can do it. Because obviously they have the two studs in the minors. Neither are first basemen. They have a few guys at the major league level that can play other spots, but nobody's really a first baseman. So it is, and we've sort of been like throwing names out there for a while.
Hang on.
Who do you got?
I think there is an obvious one, but I think he doesn't want to do it.
I don't think he's an obvious one.
But I think there's an obvious one right under their noses.
No, he's not. He can't play the hot corner. He can't play either hot corner, this guy. You're talking about Rafael Devers.
He can't play the hot corner. Stick him at the cold corner.
No. I don't want to give him a brand new glove and have him learn a new position. Maybe the worst defensive player in baseball. I'm going to have him learn a new position
at
on
third.
The fly.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to throw, Keith.
Yeah. Worst position. Worst.
Kyle Schwarber could play
defensive
first base.
Player
barely,
at third.
Barely.
Yeah,
no, Kyle Schwarber actually really is can't. My point. He goes to my point. The guy celebrates a routine grounder that he makes a play on.
Well, that's because he botched the one before it.
So you think Devers is going to be able to have, you know, like, run to the bag? You got to run to the bag.
Run? No, but okay. he can make it over there.
Hobble over to the bag.
No, the one that worries me is the ground ball to first, throwing it to second, turning back around to try to cover first.
Oh, that's not happening. You're just going to eat it. You're going to just take the easy one.
That was my kryptonite at first.
Yeah. Okay, but
you think he's going to be able to run with the pitcher and flip it to the pitcher?
No, maybe not, but is like, there a better option?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get into it here today.
Yes, there is. There's actually several better options.
On Jones and Keefe, agree to disagree here on WEEI. Yeah, we will get to the Celtics game one tonight.
Woo!
At TD Garden. They get right into it. They're real quick with these series in the NBA.
Well,
they just dive right in. Yeah. It is quick for the Knicks. Yeah. That's a fair point. So we'll get to that later on in the program today. We have some thoughts, of course, updates on Bill Belichick. Looking for outside help when it comes to his PR.
We can help him.
Which maybe. We tried to.
We tried to
last week.
How to break up with Jordan in 60 seconds. Send him those clips.
I didn't hear any other shows doing it, Keith, quite frankly.
No,
maybe,
sir.
Maybe for the betterment of them. But I didn't hear any other shows trying to help Bill. Looks like Bill's looking for some help. We'll get to that as well. Just real quick, the Casas injury, it was such a nothing play. Like, it was just such a wild routine thing. Where you see it happen a million times, he rolls over to, off the top, was it the pitcher or first base, wherever it was.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, just a little rollover. He's booking it down the bag, and he just collapses in a heap. So it's a gruesome way to go out for Tristan Casas, who I was not the biggest fan of, but you hate to see a guy get hurt that way.
For sure.
You hate to see an injury that is beyond a season ender. It's going to bleed into next year. For all intents and purposes, I'm not saying he's never going to play in another game, but for all intents and purposes, it might end his career in Boston. Like, effectively end his career for this team. They're going to have to move on. They're going to have to find a replacement. They're going to have to plug somebody in there. And if it's Devers, or if it's Anthony, or if it's Meyer, or if they make a trade, whatever it may be, there's going to be no turning back. There might not be a spot for him moving forward. So for all intents and purposes, it might be a career ender for him in Boston. And just, you know, that was a tough way to go out. It was not some like bang bang contact play. It was just a routine running down the bag, and just his knee gave out on him. It was gross.
Yeah, it was terrible, and it's one of those things where there's some tough luck to it, right? And this is a guy that now, a short time in the majors, has dealt with a couple of really long-term injuries. He was a guy not signed for the long-term, and you were wondering, all right, is he going to be a part of the future? You know, before the year began, now this was before Vlad Guerrero signed for $500 million, Will Fleming was on the afternoon show and was like, this is going to be the last year for Casas with the Red Sox. And you're like, wow, like, even without a new contract, you have him under team control for a while and like arbitration, like, and if he's really a 40-120 guy, like Craig Breslow thinks he is, you'd think you'd want him on the team long term. But there's a lot going into it. Obviously, he's, you know, a unique personality, but just the baseball player himself, how much of it is projecting? He had a couple of really good months his rookie year, and he finished that season back in 2023 with 24 home runs, but was trending up.
Yeah, well, and to your point, it was after a really cold start, but he was trending up. You're right. Yeah.
And then last year, really a lost season. He played in 63 games. They didn't do him any favors when he hurt his ribs, and the first report was 3 to 9 weeks. 3 to 9 weeks? Right. So, you're suggesting he might be back in 21 days, or he might be – and then he blew past the 9 weeks, and so that was frustrating. And then this year, he got off to another horrible start. He's hitting .182. He had 3 home runs. So he's played 251 career major league games. He's hitting .241, OPS of .800. And I don't know how good he is. I don't know if they know how good he is.
That's a fair point. And so you wonder, did the Red Sox miss an opportunity to move him? You know, when you're talking about Vladdy and things like that, you're talking about pitching help from Seattle, all the rumors in the offseason. Did they miss an opportunity to move him? A buddy of mine brought this up to me. I see it on the text line as well. Gee, do you think Tristan Casas regrets not taking the contract from the Red Sox?
All these injuries, sure. I mean, I get why he didn't.
I'm sure the Red Sox were lowballing him, but
yeah,
this is why when we mock Christian Campbell or we mock Bayo or Seydon Rafaela or all these guys rushing to get a contract, and do you believe in yourself? I mean, you're a play away from an injury like this. Potentially, effectively, ending his Red Sox career. So there's all these dynamics going on with Tristan Casas. He's a very polarizing player in Boston anyway. But the fact of the matter, Keith, and you said it off the top, and you guys can jump in with all your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can get in touch with Jones and Keith here today. That's your phone number and text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You brought this up off the top.
Yeah.
This is no longer a hypothetical.
No, now we have to do it. Even if you were super patient and you're preaching patience, now that's out.
He's going to wake up. Yep. He's going to hit. It's too early to give up on him. You can't play Anthony there. You can't force Meyer there. Devers won't do it. Blah, blah, blah. It's no longer a hypothetical.
Now's the time.
You now have to do it.
Yeah.
It's not a choice. So how do the Red Sox replace Tristan Casas?
Christian Campbell. I'm going with Christian Campbell. We had talked a bunch of different scenarios when Casas was struggling, and that was one of them that came up. A lot of different names have been tossed in there, but I kind of like that one because he plays a few spots. You're not even locking him into one position. If he was your second baseman every single day, then that's one thing, but you're putting him in the outfield, you're moving him around, and he's not like a gold glove second baseman or a gold glove outfielder. I slide him over to first base. It allows you to bring Marcelo Meyer up. So right now you're also kind of combining this Casas injury with a chance to kind of shock the system a little bit and get everybody kind of fired up. So I'd have Meyer play second, and I'd have Campbell play first.
So I think Campbell's an interesting one because I think long-term the best fit for him is second base, but he might not be ready for it. What might be best for the team is shifting him over to first. It's a way to get Meyer up, as you suggested. He's a big target over there. I wonder long-term how the bat plays, but trying to figure things out and win games in the meantime, that may be the best way to go about it. I think the answer is obvious, and it's staring you in the face. And it's Rafael Devers. He doesn't want to do it. In fact, he's pouting about it and I think holding it against the team that they moved him to DH. But quickly, Keith, before we dive deeper into this, we do have some breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
According to the New England Patriots, Julian Edelman has been selected as the 37th member of the New England Patriots Hall of Fame. He'll get the red jacket. He will join Bill Parcells in this year's class. He won the fan vote, Keefe, over Adam Vinatieri and Logan Mankins, who were the other finalists previously selected by the Patriots Hall of Fame committee. I don't think it's A, surprising.
No.
B, I don't think it's egregious. I would have put Vinatieri in first.
I would have put Vinatieri in also. I would have voted for him, but I'm not surprised. We talked about it on Friday. We knew we were going to get the results today, and I was like, it's going to be Edelman. He is one of the most popular Patriots of all time. He played his entire career with the Patriots. He more recently played for the Patriots. And if you're leaving it up to a fan vote, he's going to get in. Honestly, he'd beat most, like besides Brady and Gronk, I feel like Edelman would beat most people in a fan vote. People love Julian Edelman. And Adam Vinatieri left New England and played longer for the Colts than he did for the Patriots. And it doesn't mean he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. We both think that he should be in the Hall of Fame. But Edelman's also the prototypical team Hall of Fame guy. Like you make a team Hall of Fame for a guy like that because he won't make the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And he played his whole career here, and he did whatever the team
clutch
needed.
Clutch plays, yeah. Super Bowl wins, all that stuff.
Second, Troy Brown 2.0. He played defense. He was on special teams. He was out there as a high-level receiver, as you said, yep. Super Bowl MVP. So I think Edelman's very deserving. I just think it's backwards. It's not going to matter long-term. I imagine Vinatieri gets in next year.
I hope so, unless... Is Gronk next year?
Well, good point.
I forget the time.
I just think Vinatieri should get in, and he shouldn't have to wait to get in. I mean, the guy, I don't want to say single-handedly, but he was the biggest moment in, getting past the Raiders in the snowball. No disrespect to Wiggy.
He made you think of kickers as a football player and actually respect a kicker, whereas before you're like,
I'm not going to stamp my feet about it and cry about it all day, but Vinatieri should get in before Edelman, in my personal estimation. But Edelman absolutely is a Patriots Hall of Famer. As you said, Gronk and all these other guys, if they make Vinatieri wait, I just think that's a shame. But all of them will get in at the end of the day. So I guess on that front, no harm, no foul. But Julian Edelman, a Patriots Hall of Famer, he'll be joined by Bill Parcells going in this fall. 617-779-7937. Your answer at first base, Keefe, is Christian Campbell.
Yep.
Mine is Devers. And I really don't get why the Red Sox won't make Devers do it. If Devers doesn't want to do it and he wants to be a baby about it and pout, I understand that. He didn't want to move off of third base. But ultimately, they did it. It was better for the team. And if you want to win games, you want to win games. Not just keep everybody happy or keep your quote-unquote star player, your $300 million player happy, then you play him at first base. And if he can't hack it, Keith, and he can't field over there, well, then fine. Then you move on from it. But I would try that right now in the interim, even before disrupting Christian Campbell's season, even before calling up Anthony or Meyer or anybody like that. I think the answer is obvious. And the reason I think it's Devers, Cotillo had a tweet about this last night. And he kind of tried to back away from it a little bit, like, oh, it's not the biggest deal in the world. For what it's worth, he said, Devers does not want to talk about this for whatever reason. He's declined interview requests from the beat reporters 3 different times in the last 36 hours. This is last night.
Face of leadership.
Knowing what the line of questioning is going to be.
Yeah, great.
And so he probably knows. Like, it's gone miserably every time I've talked.
Yeah.
But why would it go miserably?
He doesn't want to do it.
Because you don't want to do it, and it's going to be obvious you don't want to do it, and you're a bad team player, and so that's why. He should move to first base.
All those things might be right, except I don't think he should move to first base. I don't want him at first base. I view him, now that you've made this transition to DH, he is the David Ortiz. And for the next 10 years, I'm not giving him a glove. And if Ortiz didn't have to play World Series and interleague play, he also would have never even have owned a glove. I would just keep it this way because...
But let's say, I think the Twitch shot brought this up. Let's say Euculus got hurt or something like that late in his career, or Adrian Gonzalez, or somebody was out for a long period of time and they didn't have another option at first, where they were calling up the Abraham Toros of the world.
Have another option.
The Romy Gonzalez's of the world. Would David Ortiz be enough of a team player to do it?
Maybe, but he at least has...
I think Ortiz would have done it if he were
but
asked.
But he also was Devers a first baseman.
Devers won't do it.
But this is also different because Devers... This would be like if Bregman went down for a game and you put him at third base. Ortiz came up as a first baseman. He at least has experience at first base. I don't know if Devers has ever run to the bag to catch a ball.
And look, trust me, I agree with you. Not everybody can just play first base. Schwarber's a great example of that.
We saw it firsthand.
But in theory... It should be easier to go from third base to first base.
Yeah, that's fine. And they're pro baseball players. Like, we shouldn't overthink it too much. But in my scenario, I'm moving Campbell over, and I'm bringing up Marcelo Meyer. So it looks like this could be viewed as a win. Whereas if you move Devers, so what are you doing at DH?
Anthony or Meyer.
Oh, you'd have those guys come up and just DH?
I mean, would you have Anthony come up in DH and get some days in the field, and then you could plug somebody else in over there? Like, that's a way to do it.
I guess. I would think you'd be better defensively. I mean, Campbell Devers moving positions is sort of a question mark. We don't really know how well either one will take it. I just look at Campbell, and it's one thing if they were really consistent and said, he's our second baseman in the future, so we're never even going to move him off second base. Then I'd be like, all right,
but
maybe.
They already are experimenting
him around.
Yeah,
So you're willing to move positions for him, move him over to first, and then that way Marcelo Meyer, who's already gotten a little taste at second base, I know ideally he's playing shortstop, but I'd at least get him up to the major league level. He's playing every single day. And then you can leave Devers alone and say, all right, you're just the DH, but you know, hit.
Is it a way, Twitch chat is bringing this up, it's a way to get Yoshida in there too? I mean, that fine. You could get Yoshida in there if you're really itching to do it.
As the DH, I guess? Yeah. Oh, so Devers at first. Yeah, I guess you could.
I would lean towards get Roman Anthony up here because I think the team needs something. This is a larger discussion about the Red Sox and being 500 and Terp was are they 5-6 in their 11 series so far?
Probably.
Like in terms of series wins?
Yeah, probably.
So they've just been wild underachievers. I yelled a little bit at the text line last week because the Red Sox won that first game against Toronto, I think it was, and then they dropped the game, and I'm like, well, it's weird to overreact to that. They've actually played pretty well. They're rising up the standings. Yeah. They're rising up the run scored leaders in baseball. I'm like, it actually seems like they're hitting their stride. Since then, wrong.
Wow.
Right, score one for the text line.
They literally cost me this weekend.
Yeah?
Yesterday I was at the 99. Took the family to the 99.
Yeah.
Kids, I had to pay full freight.
Oh, no.
I was like, they went on Saturday? Nope.
Oh, no.
A delicious meal, but I was hoping to get a couple of free kids. They're taking money out of your pocket. Yeah. I was like, kids eat free today? They're like, no, sir. Red Sox blew another game.
You wish, sir.
Sorry.
So
Twins.
No.
Thanks a lot, Twins.
So to me, when I look at this whole thing, it's like the team needs a bigger shot in the arm than just shuffling deck chairs or even putting Yoshida in. They need Roman Anthony. They need Meyer, and I understand that's part of your answer as well. I'm moving Devers to first, and I am utilizing that DH position to get Roman Anthony up here, mix and match a little bit, give some guys a day at DH if you need it. I mean, Devers can still DH here and there. I'm not saying he has to play every single game at first, but that would be the avenue. And Devers doesn't want to do it, which annoys me, because if you want to win games and you want to compete, that's the best way to do it.
I think regardless of who's playing first base, this injury to an everyday player should create a spot for either Anthony or Meyer.
You would hope.
Because you have the two best prospects
in all
baseball. I agree. I don't need Toro or Gonzalez or David Hamilton. We get to David Hamilton. What a bum. Honestly, what a bum.
He's horrible at shortstop, so let's play him at short.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. That's how we have to start with David Hamilton. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Never want to see him play again.
Yeah,
he stinks.
Great guy.
He stinks out
loud. Certainly a good guy to hang out with. Don't want to watch him play baseball anymore.
Yeah, the best shortstop prospect in baseball, just smacking the ball around for Worcester. And then you have David Hamilton there costing you games. So David Hamilton needs to go. But yeah, one of those guys, if not both, should probably find their way to the roster. You didn't want to start him right away? Fine. You thought you had a good lineup to start the year? Fine. You're 18-18. Your starting first baseman is out for the season.
Time to do something.
Yes.
Time
to
do something.
Get those guys up here.
So what do you do? How do you get Anthony and Meyer up here? How do you replace Tristan Cassis? Cassis probably regrets not taking the contract from the Red Sox. The Red Sox missed a window to move him because I think this effectively ends his career in Boston in some ways. I'm not telling you he's never going to play another game, but effectively, I think as a useful player and a key piece in Boston, he's probably done. Which is another byproduct of that horrific injury over the weekend. Red Sox 18-18. How do you fix them? You can jump in on that at 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics game one tonight against the New York Knicks. We'll get to Bill Belichick seeking outside PR help finally after a rough week for him. All that on the table here today on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to you right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Breslow leaving the door open over the weekend for Rafael Devers to play first base.
They tell Devers yet? We know their communication with Devers hasn't been great in the past.
Well, his manager, Alex Cora, shot it down very quickly. He said, from my end right now, no, about the idea of Devers playing first base. We asked him to do something in spring training, and in the beginning, he didn't agree with it. Oh, he didn't?
No, I noticed that.
And now he's very comfortable doing what he's doing at DH. So like I told you guys in spring training, he's my DH.
That so the beginning of
two
that,
weeks before that, he also said he's my third baseman. So.
Right. So the beginning of that statement also leaves a little bit of wiggle room. He uses the popular phrase right now.
Right now.
Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now. So he's saying right now. So I guess he could change his mind. Maybe an hour after the press conference, maybe they got together and they're like, look, Casas isn't coming back. We can't have Roman Gonzalez out there all the time. It really comes down to.
I just think it's interesting because Breslow is leaving the door open clearly in that clip we just played. And Devers won't even meet with the media to talk about it. As Cotillo pointed, the media requested him three times in 36 hours. He declined all three. So he clearly doesn't want to do it and doesn't want to talk about not wanting to do it. And Cora's hung up in the middle, which I guess is an awkward spot to be in, but they pay you well. That's your job. Figure it out. He's siding with the player now, but maybe you're right, Keith. Maybe he's siding with Devers now to move to first base and replace Tristan Casas after the season-ending injury. Maybe he's siding with Devers now just to soften the blow and ultimately get him out at first base. I think it's irrefutable. The easiest way, and we'll see if he can play it. I don't know if he could play it.
He might be terrible at
it. He might be terrible at it.
He might be the worst ever at it.
But why wouldn't you try? Why wouldn't you give it a shot and try it? Because if he can play there, even adequately, even a little below average defensively at first, but he gives you a good stick at first, that's the best way to win games. That's the best way to compete.
All right, why not, on the flip side, why not move Christian Campbell? Is it you're throwing a lot at him, he's a young guy?
No, I think Devers' bat plays at first. I'm not sure Campbell's does.
Yeah. Now, I mean, right now, you're coming off nothing at first base.
No, I understand. It's the same combination of guys, right? So you'd move Campbell to first, you'd play Meyer at second, and Devers would remain at DH. I'd probably tweak that a little bit with Roman Anthony, find a way to get Roman Anthony up. Not at first base, but as a DH, some days in the outfield. And that's probably how I would do it, but it's very similar. You're basically getting the same combination of players out there. But I just think Devers' bat plays at first. You're right, they're getting nothing at first right now. Campbell, to me, long-term, and this is a bit of a long-term thing. I don't mean to contradict myself on winning now, but I think Campbell at second and a little bit of outfield still helps you win now. He's still in the lineup. To me, that would be the best way to get the most out of Campbell long-term while also giving you competent second base play. We also don't know that Meyer can play second.
We don't know if any of these guys can. That's the thing. They don't have a backup first baseman. They don't. So that's something that you can look at with Craig Breslow and say, all right, last year you had a guy playing 60 games because of a rib injury that just never went away. You also aren't really – he's turned down contract extensions. You have the play-by-play guy on the radio saying he won't be on the team next year. What is your plan at first base? Like, what do you have if Casas either struggles or gets hurt or whatever? They don't have one. They have a bunch of second basemen. They got a bunch of shortstops. They got a bunch of third basemen. They got a bunch of outfielders. They don't have a first baseman. Even – isn't Vaughn Grissom playing first in Worcester? Yep. He's not a first baseman.
Nope.
Roman Gonzalez, not a first baseman. Nope. Abraham Toro, not – like, they don't have anybody that plays first base. So I wonder if you ask Cora and Breslow, you know, future aside, hurt feelings aside, who do they think would be the best defensive first baseman? Like, I don't even know – is that even how you start the question? Be like, all right, who could play the position? Who could pick it up the quickest? And then if the answer is Campbell or Meyer, do you ask them or are you saying, no, a young guy's got so much on their plate, they don't need to be playing a place that they're not familiar with? Because that's what I would still do. I would ask Campbell to play first base.
So you bring up Meyer. I brought up Anthony. Neither of us are planning on playing that guy at first. It doesn't sound like Craig Breslow is either. He was asked about this on Saturday. Here's what he had to say about the idea of Meyer or Anthony at first.
Would you ever experiment with Roman or Marcelo at first?
It doesn't seem like that's in the plans right now. I think both of those guys obviously are showing the ability to impact both sides of the ball. But given, I think, the bright futures that they have ahead of them at their respective positions, introducing additional variables doesn't make a ton of sense right now.
Okay, so that's an annoying way to say it.
That really is.
Introducing extra variables.
Yeah.
That's just an annoying way to say it, but I do agree with the approach. I'm not putting Meyer there. I'm not putting Anthony there.
No, and that's fine. I don't think those guys have to, but I just keep – I'm so fixated on Campbell because they are willing to move him, and he's not even great at the place
that
you play
him. Where you played him defensively, he doesn't look natural at either one.
No.
So if he's not a natural second baseman, they tried him in left field for like a game. I don't think he's going to get a lot of run in center field. So
and Marcelo Meyer,
he's a guy who might need a position to your
and
point.
Yeah. Meyer maybe plays second at least for this season, and then who knows? Story's either going to get hurt, or you can figure out the future with him, and then he slides over. It wouldn't be the first time that happened. I mean, you look in Baltimore; isn't the best shortstop prospect of the last few years Jackson Holliday, and he plays second, right? Like he has to because you have one of the best players in baseball playing short. And Meyer talked to us. Bragg back at Polar Park. He just wants to play in the majors.
Friend of the show just wants to get up here. Oh, no.
Remember, we're like, hey, like, are you okay playing a different position? He's like, are you kidding me?
I bet Meyer or Anthony would do it to get up here.
They'd play first, second, third. They'd catch. They don't care. They just want to play.
Because they both deserve to be up here.
Yes.
I think in a lot of organizations, they would be up here. And that's a whole nother can of worms. Why aren't they here? Are they not here because they wouldn't play ball on a contract like Christian Campbell? Are they not here at minimum because the Red Sox are manipulating service time?
I think it might be that. Also, like,
it goes back to it feels to me like they don't really want to win right now. If you want to win, you get Devers at first. If you want to win, you get Anthony up here. And there's a way to do both of those easy. Devers at first, Anthony's at DH, mix him in the outfield, boom, done. There's a way to do both. And the team needs, Keith, so clearly needs something. They're flat.
Oh, they are.
And calling
flat
up,
as a pancake.
Calling up the top prospect in baseball,
yeah,
or to a lesser degree. And trust me, I'd love Meyer here too.
Bring them both up.
But the team needs something like that.
Yeah.
And why aren't you doing it? You don't want to win. You're more worried about manipulating their service time and their contracts instead of trying to get your best team out on the field. Because let me tell you, no offense to Romy Gonzalez or great guy David Hamilton, I don't need to see those guys out there. They're not helping you win baseball.
It is funny. I think it was last week Cora was on with Hart and Fitzy, and he was like, "It's a great time to be a Red Sox." I think he jinxed everybody because since then, Casas has gotten hurt. They've lost a bunch of games. They're now 500. Like, I don't think it's a great time to be a Red Sox right now.
Nope.
They don't have a first baseman. They are blowing leads left and right. They're going back to not being able to field the position. David Hamilton, once again, looking at you. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a mess. And it's funny, when Cora and Breslow have been asked recently or even in the past about Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer playing first base, which neither one, you and me aren't doing that, but that has been a plan that's been tossed out there. It's a lot different when it's, hey, let's make this guy change positions because Casas is struggling.
Right.
Versus Casas is done for
the
year.
We have nobody to play there.
Because then it's like, well, how do you get Casas back on track? And then, like, are you platooning him? And you're right. That doesn't make any sense. But now that spot is just open, there's a vacancy at the major league level. Now you really do need to consider all options.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Red Sox struggling. They got to replace Tristan Casas on top of their struggles. They're 18-18 here in early May. Cinco de Mayo. So how do you fix the Red Sox?
Right, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, big day.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were doing
Margarita night.
They were doing their top nacho destinations in the city.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I texted Greg this, and I don't know if he read it on the air or not. Sunset Grill, is Sunset Grill still open? Grill and Cantina.
I'm not sure.
I would throw my hat in the ring.
Your sombrero.
My sombrero into the ring.
See.
On Cinco de Mayo for best nachos in the city.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi.
Hey, you got any drink?
I have an old margarita video that I can repost. I got to make something else tonight. Maybe something else. Yeah, send me some suggestions.
Yeah, something festive, if you could. That'd be great. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Julian Edelman, voted in by fans to the Patriots Hall of Fame. He'll be joined by Bill Parcells, 37th member of the Patriots Hall of Fame. He's going in before Adam Vinatieri. I have a minor gripe about that, though it's hard to kick and scream too much because I imagine all those guys get in. Real quick, Keith. The bullpen, how concerned are you about their struggles? They blow more leads over the weekend, back-to-back games against the Twins.
Yeah, hard not to be concerned. You know, at one point early in the year felt like a strength of the team. You know, the starting pitching wasn't great. The offense was pretty inconsistent. But it felt like if you got into the pen with the lead, you were going to win. Now I do not feel that way. And I know Cora has like this commitment to Whitlock, throwing two innings every time he's out there. You know, at one point, Slayton felt like a guy that was nails. Now, yeah, I'm definitely concerned. It seems like they're all struggling at the same time.
Well, Slayton just hasn't pitched that great, to be honest. He's had a couple of blow-up outings now consecutively. Chapman's been awesome, but the bullpen ERA is 4.11 on the year, which is underwhelming.
Yeah.
I've seen this criticism on social media. I think it's a good one. Why does Cora have to keep running Whitlock back out for second innings?
He loves a second inning Whitlock.
I know he's a former starter, and he has some, but maybe. You're asking a little too much out of Whitlock because it keeps falling apart the deeper into these outings he goes.
Yeah.
So that would be a criticism. I'd also keep an eye on, and I think, number one, you dodged a major bullet. You could have lost Cassis over the weekend in Crochet with that ball lying back at him yesterday, which just grazed his nose. I've never seen that. I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah, that's scary.
Grazed his beak on the way by and, you know, barely even left a mark. But coming out of that start, and Crochet was asked about it after the game, and he didn't seem concerned, neither did Cora, but watch it. Crochet's velocity is down.
Yeah, for and a guy that has a ERA of 2, he's had a lot of games where afterwards we're like, I didn't have his best stuff today.
Well,
like, how often can you not have your best stuff?
And he's gone the deepest he has into games in April in his career. He's thrown the most pitches he has in games in April in his career. I'm talking about individual games. I don't know about the totality of the month.
Probably.
But,
like,
yeah,
honestly, I would assume.
So, I don't know the answer, but is his dip in velocity related to workload, and is that something to watch? I would just say monitor that. I'm not saying freak out about it, but let's see if that continues to be a thing in his next start and the start after that.
Well, and it was brutal, too, just because, you know, he kind of had to be a gamer to get through 5, right? Like, it looked like at one point, like, oh, man, like, he might have to come out early, but he got through 5. He was at least in line for the win, and it is one thing where I guess at least the bullpen has been bad for everybody. Usually there's like one pitcher that like has like the worst luck, but no, they've treated him equally. Tanner Houck got a game blown for him. Lucas Giolito got a game blown for him. Garrett Crochet got a game blown for him.
They're equal opportunists.
Those
when
guys
it comes
were
to that.
All,
yeah,
all lined up for wins, and the team, you know, they also like their offense kind of runs out of gas late. But I'm still pointing more towards the bullpen because you were up, like the starter was out. You needed to get either 9 outs, or I guess in the case yesterday, you needed to get 12 outs and weren't able to do it.
So the Red Sox are .500. What's wrong with them? They dodge a bullet with Crochet yesterday. That could have been a lot worse because they have no margin for error after him. And they got to figure out how to replace Tristan Cassis. Keith, his solution is Christian Campbell. Mm-hmm. Move him to first. Get Marcelo Meyer up. Play him at second. I play Devers there and get Roman Anthony up here and mix him in at DH along with the outfield. You can jump in on fixing the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback there. We'll get to the Celtics and Knicks at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Some thoughts on that series getting underway here tonight. Sounds like Jrue Holiday will be back in the mix. And we'll get you another thought on Bill Belichick. Is he finally getting the message, finally, about Jordan Hudson? Maybe, maybe not.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm. I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get into it next. Belichick getting the SNL treatment. Part of the cold open on Saturday night.
Yeah, not surprised. I thought they might go full on skit. Maybe it's just a bigger deal to people around here.
Thought it would get more than the 30 seconds or whatever, but it does still get some national coverage.
Yeah.
That's on the heels of we played Jim Kimmel last week, Mulaney last week. It's gone into a much bigger story for Bill Belichick. We'll get some thoughts on that coming up in a moment. We'll get to the Celtics at 11 o'clock. They take on the Knicks. Game one tonight at TD Garden. All your thoughts on that. Official series predictions from Jones and Keefe at 617-779-7937. Real quick, before we dive in on Bill, a couple of suggestions.
Yes.
I've seen Anthony Rizzo's name a lot as a potential fix at first base. Any interest there?
What year is it?
It is 2025.
Probably not. Probably not.
I mean, if you're talking about a stopgap fix while Devers practices some ground balls, sure. Or you're talking
about Dom Smith out there? And honestly, he came in and was better. He wasn't that bad.
No, you saw him. He was prominently featured in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
a show that just you and I watched.
You and I did watch that. I think Rizzo's probably washed.
Bobby Dalbec, any interest in him? His name comes up.
Bobby D.
DFA'd by the White Sox. It's a good ball club.
Can't make the White Sox. Don't really want you on the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't love any of those options. I would move Devers to first. Keefe would play Campbell there. Either way, we would get Meyer and or Anthony up.
Do you think there's a solution? There's not a trade out there. I know it's early in the season for trades, but also when you find out a guy's out for the year, like maybe you have to consider that. I think it's more moving guys around.
Well, and the name after Guerrero, now that Guerrero's gone, is Pete Alonso, who I think signed just a one-year deal with the Mets. Yeah. They're too good.
And he's smashing dingers, yeah.
See, the Mets, I think, have lost 16 years in a row, game 34 of the season. You see this streak?
What? Yeah. That was like that stat.
It's like the Rays won on April 14th.
They've never won April 14th.
Yeah, yeah. The Mets have lost game 34 16 years in a row, something like that.
Bizarre. But yeah, they're rolling. They're in first place.
They're too good. Yeah. So they're not going to give up Alonzo. So is there another name you could trade for? Maybe. Hmm. On Bill Belichick, Florio had this note over the weekend. Bill Belichick seems to know that his current publicity plan isn't working. That takes a lot for Bill to acknowledge something may not be going well.
Guys, we may have had a misstep along the way.
Per multiple sources, Belichick has been talking to at least one experienced PR specialist,
Keefe,
in the hopes of boosting his book tour and or the overall interest of the North Carolina football program. Florio says Belichick has been having conversations with former Bears VP of Communications, Brandon Faber.
Good.
Not Brendan Fraser.
No. Well, that'd be good because he really turned his career around.
Yeah, he did. That's a good point.
Guy was nominated for an Oscar.
The Whale?
The Whale.
Never saw it.
Put on some weight. Then put on some extra weight.
He was larger.
Hollywood weight, too.
Yeah. What'd you think of that? You see it?
You know, I never saw The Whale.
What?
Yeah,
You're a Best Picture guy.
I watch a lot of movies. Yeah, I don't think I got nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, okay. It was a Best Actor.
He got nominated.
Gotcha. Yeah. There you go. The discussions he's been having with Faber have been occurring for a couple of months. For now, however, nothing has been completed nor formalized. Is it possible... And this maybe contradicts that. It says it's been in the works for a couple of months. Is it possible Bill's finally getting the message like Jordan may not be cutting it as his PR handler?
Yeah, but who would he listen to say that is the question. Like, who got to him and was like,
it's not her. She's not like, hey, I think I need some help. I can't imagine she feels that way. No,
definitely not. And everybody else, I feel like he doesn't listen to. Everybody else listens to him. Like, all the guys in his whole orbit.
Is it possible one of his kids were like, Dad, wake up? Is that possible? Because I don't even know that he'd listen to his kids, but, like, that's the one person I could maybe. Like, Lombardi's too much of a suck-up.
Well, because we saw Steve's
Jordan's
wife,
not going to say
Steve's
it.
Steve's wife had a comment on Instagram sort of being like, this is not how a PR person runs things. So maybe Steve got to him?
Maybe,
possible?
And maybe you do it through the vein of, look, we're not demoting her. She's not out. She's obviously taking all of our inheritance. But... Maybe she could use a little help, Dad. Like, could you bring in some help for her? She could use somebody to guide her a little bit.
Do you think this is going to help you sell books? And maybe North Carolina, maybe his bosses, too?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Look, is this in the best interest for North Carolina football?
Bubba Cunningham, the AD at UNC, or whomever. He might listen to them.
I know.
Begrudgingly, he might listen to them. Like, hey, Jordan can't be running point on this. Mm. You need some help. So, yeah, maybe that's actually even more likely than his kids. Good one. Mm-hmm. There was also this over the weekend, the Bill Belichick news cycle. Sources say Belichick's younger gal pal, Jordan Hudson.
Gal pal?
This is page six.
That's better than some of the other descriptors. Remember, like, the very flexible Jordan Hudson. I'm like, what? There's some weird descriptors in there. So gal pal's fine.
His younger gal pal.
Well, she's for sure younger.
Allegedly, quote unquote, forced her way into the former Patriots coach's starry Dunkin' Donuts commercial,
yeah,
which
we knew
aired
this.
During Super Bowl as the new power broker behind the coach. Well, we guessed
it was
this.
Very awkward.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. But it turns out there's now reporting she forced her way in. The spot featured Hudson, 24, and Belichick, 73, in Dunkin' tracksuits, co-starring with Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck. A sports source familiar with page six says she forced her way in. Bill saw it as a way for her to get paid.
Oh,
I feel like Bill's already been doing enough of that.
Yeah, right.
People say they've never seen anything like it, end quote.
They've been in the business a long time, I assume, these sources. Yeah, that was odd. But you think she just, like, showed up? So it's sort of like...
They're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's like when George got fired, he just keeps showing up to work. You're like, wait, what? Like, you don't work here anymore. So she's just, like, wore the tracksuit one day. She's like, I'm ready to go. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, well, you got your own tracksuit?
Let's do it.
Where did you buy that?
Let's do it.
You buy that on Temu? Where'd
do
you
I
buy
have
that?
Any lines? Like, you don't have any lines.
I don't have any lines.
She doesn't have
you
any lines.
Do anything? She fist pumps.
She fist pumps.
I believe she fist pumps in the commercial.
She looks I think Bill has one or two lines.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a little quip about the
making fun of the fake Starbucks guys.
Yeah, it was looks like it came out of my garbage disposal or something like that.
Yeah, smokes them.
Good zinger,
good
Bill.
Good line by Bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His Emmy's in the mail. But yeah, that was a weird one. But she's getting what she wants out of this whole thing. She seems to be pretty smart.
Oh, this is a good text. The Met Gala's tonight in NYC.
It is?
And Bill is in town for a book signing. Will they show up at the Met Gala?
I don't know. Sure.
I don't know either.
She'll try. She has is Bill trying to.
Has Bill, right. Has Bill ever gone to the Met Gala?
I can't imagine.
I don't think so. Brady would. Giselle would. Giselle would drag him along every year, and he'd wear something dumb.
Yeah.
That
oh,
would
you
be,
want some outfits.
Does Bill get dragged to the Met Gala tonight?
I think they're going to try. They have to crash it. I don't think they're invited. I don't think they're invited to the Met Gala.
She wasn't in the Dunkin's commercial. She got her way in there.
That's what I'm saying. Nice. At least Bill had an invite to that. There was one invite there.
That's
it wasn't
true.
Supposed to be a plus one, but she turned it into one.
Does Brady still go to that without Giselle, I wonder? Because maybe Bill could be like, hey, Tom, you got like a plus
guess,
one or two for this thing?
My guess is he kind of...
He's out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Giselle's turf. Giselle goes to the Met. Giselle gets the Met Gala in the breakup.
Bill's or Tom's going to stay away, we might guess.
Okay, you can jump in on this. More Bill fallout, getting the SNL treatment, seeking outside PR help, and Jordan jamming her way into the Super Bowl commercial with Dunkin's. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts there. How do the Red Sox replace Tristan Cassis? Why have the Red Sox been so bad through 36 games, 500, 18-18, and out of the playoffs, game and a half out of the wild card in second place in the division? Jump in on all that, and we'll get to the Celtics. Game one tonight against the Knicks. Our official series predictions come your way next.